So tonight he drops by because he wanted me to put a bunch. He got an iPad for Christmas, but he is like Big Fatty and technologically incompetent. And so he wanted me to just put a bunch of stuff on his iPad for his trip back to visit the family. So I put a bunch of TV and movies on, right? And he comes today and picks it up. But tonight is flyer night. So everyone's mailbox is stuffed full of flyers.
So wait, there's a flyer night?
Yeah, like Thursday. Wednesday night's when they deliver most of the flyers because most of the specials start Thursday or Friday.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Technologically, incompetent.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2156 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 3rd of May 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, someone's excited. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, feasters. Big Fatty, I wouldn't go that far. It's one time. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, as you might have gathered, you are feasters today because after I recorded the little show yesterday, y'all, I got approached by one of my semi-regular gentlemen. Yes, Big Fatty, play the music. Mystery Day.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Oh, yes! Okay. All right. I know you're excited. Yes! Okay. Okay, I've got to tell about it. Okay. All right. It's been a while. But y'all, this was the one of the, I think he's 31 or 32 year olds that, that likes a Herbert Werner. Can I come by? And I'll say yes. And y'all, the interesting thing is, the interesting thing is that before he got in touch with me, y'all, a little 24-year-old that has been by once or twice, Herbert Carter, but he was not available, but the fact that it was just out of the blue, started talking again, y'all, is just lovely, and okay. Anyway, and y'all, I couldn't have been happier. Neither one. He couldn't be happier either, Big Fatty. He's clearly scraping the bottom of the bowl. Yes.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by DIPs. Check them out at dubiousintent.com.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I've been having problems with my computer at the coal mine, and y'all, it wouldn't allow me to, let me back up. I've been having problems getting into this server that had pictures on it, and evidently there was a new server address and all this kind of stuff, so I finally got the new address, and y'all, I went in there last week, and downloaded some pictures that I needed and everything, and y'all, then at the end of the week, it just says, Oh, we cannot find the server. And y'all, I couldn't figure out. I hadn't done anything. I literally had not done anything. And so, you know, Monday, old Veda comes in and I tell him, Big Fatty, you've done it. You've ruined it. And y'all, I don't know how I ruined it, but Anyway, Vader was able to open it all up on his computer, and y'all. So we had to get in touch with the help desk, as they call it, and. Vader sent him a message because I wouldn't know how to tell him what was wrong other than it was ruined. And I don't know what he did, but y'all, I have to give Vader a lot of credit. Y'all, it was magical. It was simply magical that it now all works again. You know, I will say this. So Vader was getting a little frustrated there for a while, and he says, "Have you done a restart?" And I said, "You know, that is the one thing that I have." Big Vader, you know that 95% of all problems can be solved with a restart. I did a restart and that didn't solve it. So y'all, evidently, it was not something that Big Fatty did, it's kind of like the old gal's mechanical. You know, Big Fatty, it's not Big Fatty's fault. No, Big Fatty, of course it's not. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, Tuesday the 3rd of May, y'all, is a wary, important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you've heard him on many different shows. You've heard him on How Much Do We Love, and you've heard him on The Daily Purge, and y'all, you've heard him over there at the PNS explosion. Big Fatty, is it Scott? No, it is not. but y'all, you hear him. You hear his touch on the BFO whenever Big Fatty plays the voice letters. Or whenever every little show ends, y'all, it is the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network. Y'all, it is Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, Big Fatty, we love the chairman of the board, and y'all, a thespian, he is quite the oh, Big Fatty, does he wear plaid shirts and Birkenstocks like Miss Beaver? No, thespian, oh, that's very different, it is, Anyway, y'all, if you see the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network on the Twitty of the Face Space today, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I don't think he's on solid food, so maybe he can have a couple of rounds of birthday cake vodka. Yes, Big Fatty, he'd like that, I bet. Yes!
Happy birthday to you.
Come on!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Adam. I just wanted to call and say, thank you so much for showing us a good time in Charleston. It's a beautiful city. I've never been there. And the coal mine was fantastic. And you have a lot of hot coal miners working at your coal mine. But anyway, and it was wonderful also meeting Larry Vader. And I wanted to say thank you to Larry Vader for saying I'm not fat. That was very sweet of him. He knows how important that is to me. And anyway, it was really nice to meet him. And cue the music now, because I have a question for you.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from old Crooked Head himself. It's that Adam Burns. Adam, what you got for us today?
All right. So my question is, you seem to have such a great chemistry with Squeaky Kitty and with Poodle McNoodle and Canoodle McNoodle as well, and now Squeaky Piggy. And I was wondering, how do you have and cultivate such a wonderful chemistry with all of your co-hosts? Anyway, I'll hang up and listen on the air. Love you. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is old Crooked Hat. That's at Adam Burns, co-founder of the Pride 48. And first of all, Adam, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you riding around in your Mercedes, calling on the Bluetooth technology. Big Fat, if he's got a Bluetooth, he probably should go on the Grin Doctor and get an appointment. It's probably so. anyway, Adam, this is an excellent question, and one that I'm guessing you're looking for pointers as to how you can get a better relationship with your co-host. As far as Big Fatty and Poodle and the whole McNoodle clan and the Squeakies, y'all, they just love me. They just love me. Yes, Big Fatty, you go ahead and believe that. Now, as far as improving the relationship between you and your co-host, the best thing I can tell you is, oh, Big Fatty, there's the music. You're out of time.
Hey, give me a call as soon as possible. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Big Fatty, who was that? I don't know. Big Fatty? Y'all, I don't have any idea who that was, but mystery caller. First of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and love you too. And if you need additional information or you want to talk dirty, call 224 Big Twat. Yes, Big Fatty, call the Big Twat.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Brian and Danbury and the Flopfo. We're on our way to pick up Junior from his Taekwondo class, and we thought we would give you a shout. You know, I'm still not happy about your little thing about moldy bacon. Who lets bacon stay in their fridge so long it turns green and gets moldy and gets fuzz and everything else? You know, that's just not right. That's
50 lashings with a wet noodle, but you'd probably enjoy it.
That's not a noodle, Kevin. That's like, I don't know, like some kind of witch. That's switch. As my grandmother used to say, go get me a switch. Pick one and it better not break, because if it breaks, you got to start over. So, you're either going to do bacon or you're going to do sausage. Pick one. You can't sit the fence.
Sausage balls. And now I would like to thank you for the wonderful birthday wishes this morning on the little show. And we've already been celebrating for a good part of the week. Tuesday, we went to the German buffet. And then Wednesday, I went to the Indian buffet with my girls from work. And then I had cupcakes from the cupcake truck. And then today we had a potluck that was Cinco de Mayo themed, but I'm saying it was a birthday potluck for me, and we had birthday cake, and now we're going to go pick up Junior and go out to Red Robin.
Yum. So that's all from the Danbury's, and you're fat. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is the number one fan of the BFO that for 2016. Y'all, that is that Brian in Danbury and the Flopfo. You know, that's the first lady of the BFO, Kevin, drum major Kev. And folks, it's first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. It sounded like you had quite the exiting of the birth canal celebration. Y'all, they went into the New York City. Big Fatty, were they going to get salsa? No, they were going to get Volga. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they evidently went out to the New York Eagle.
And y'all, I was offering what is it? Fashion tips. Fashion tips. Yes, Big Daddy, fashion tips to them on what they should and should not wear to the New York Eagle. And y'all, I saw a picture of the Flobfo, and y'all, she had on a kilt and a black boots and a red shirt with a bio on it. Big Fatty, I didn't know the Flobfo was into the puppet show. Isn't that what the red means? Well, there may have been some in the Eagle that thought that the Flobfo might have enjoyed a puppet show with a bear, Big Fatty. But anyway, I am told by a reliable source that the Flobfo enjoyed the Eagle and had many a beverage or just a few very strong beverages and ended up taking the shirt off. Big Fatty, perhaps he used it as a comrade. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. But anyway, and y'all, evidently on Sunday, the Flobfo had an extended nip a nap on Sunday. So it sounds to me like a good time was had by all, and I hope it was good enough that they will want to go back again. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Christina, the number 3 fan of the BFO, calling in with the West Coast update. I'm really sorry to all the listeners that I did not get a call in last week. It has been crazy. Normally, I research West Coast news stories to share with you, but unfortunately, this update will be a little bit of a personal one, only because it's been nuts. I finished out my old job, and I'm starting my new job this week, Monday, May 2nd, and that is why...
Christina, I didn't hang up on Christina. Big Fatty, is it the mechanical? It must be. First of all, Christina, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. I'm sorry things have been so hectic for you, but it sounds lovely that you've started your new job out there at the Minion Factory. Yes, Big Fatty, and... And I hope it's all going well. I know you're on hiatus, with the greetings from nowhere. But anyway, we will give you a pass while you settle in to the new job, and we will just whenever you are ready to come back with the West Coast update, we will be ready to make a few notes. Yes, Big Fatty, it would be lovely to hear some. And so anyway, so y'all, that is all the voice letters that I have, except for a few. Oh, Dick, I see a few Veda and Bacon show, but we'll get those later in the week. Big Fatty, you know the old voice letter number is dead as a doornail now. It's true. In fact, we're going to call the old voice letter number Vera. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head from over there at the Hat Show, the Toucan Beanie, and Turnip Head, you know, the old gal's completing her 60th year on Saturday. Give us one of your favorite thoughts and memories about the old gal.
Technologically, incompetent.
Oh, Big Fatty, she has trouble with the remote control, Lizzie. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.